Thursday, October 28th. Tito's visit. Today occupied a good chunk of the morning with the arrival ceremony and the state dinner this evening. Nothing unusual in any of that process. The president met with the quadriad this afternoon. Mainly to try and get the international monetary thing squared away, so they had Peterson and Pete Flanagan sit in, then had them leave while Arthur covered the money supply question. President feels he's gotten Arthur a little bit on the track, at least in terms of building up the money supply, and he felt that he and Connolly had done pretty well in the session with Arthur. President refused to get into appointments to the Fed with Arthur during the meeting, but did agree to see him privately tomorrow, at which time he'll still stonewall him on that subject. He had Henry in late in the day with me, and we got into the whole question of the strategy and how to handle Rogers. The problem is that Henry interprets that as being an indication that the president feels he's done something wrong. The president tried to make the point that what he was dealing with here is just that we have to have some strategy because Rogers is a problem vis-a-vis the China trip. And we can't just let it go. It should be set up in such a way that there's a plan for handling it. He felt strongly that Henry should not show him the communique or even admit to him that there was going to be a communique, that we should force the issue by other means. And he told Henry to try and figure a way to handle it, maybe just to stonewall Rogers and tell him we can't go over everything with him, or put him off on a different trail by getting him to work on some other facet of the visit or some other project unrelated to the visit. But in any event, something has to be developed. End of October 28th.